our friends over at Drunkard's Walk.
Yes.
They have just started season two. We're 7-8 episodes into it, and they're doing the Lord's work, drinking and moving from page to page on Wikipedia.
This week, they're joined by Pittsburgh comedian Mercy Odner. Why not join them, too? But they are now doing, like, Great Molasses Flood to question mark.
Question mark, yeah.
It's a mystery.
Interesting.
What do you think someone from Pittsburgh is going to give them?
I mean, my first guess is Steelers or Warhol, but probably neither of those things.
I know, but I'd always go with Warhol.
I know, right?
But yeah, they go really, like, their guests definitely give them challenges.
And so somebody just gives them the topic, that second topic, and they have to find a way
yeah,
there.
They have to find a way there. They have to figure out the path, and they use Wikipedia. So they go from the topic, and then they try to figure out which angle right. they're going to go with. So if it was us, we'd be like, oh, Great Molasses Flood, let's go to honey. And then we'd look up honey, and we'd try to figure out how we'd get there. But we're trying to get to whatever the new topic is. So if the new topic is Warhol, so I'm sure there was something at the factory involving molasses and Warhol. That's probably a really easy one.
Yeah.
If we just go through enough footage, we'll find it.
Yeah, something with Paul Morrissey
right
in the background. Yeah, there's got to be. We highly recommend you check out Drunkard's Walk, which is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Why is recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Take a deep breath. Breathe in. Hold it. 2, 3, release.
Are you trying
you
to
feel
kill
better?
Me?
No, are you feeling better now?
No.
I'm trying to help us sort of reach a moment of zen before the day continues.
Oh, well, I have these antibacterial wipes that are like real lavender that are helpful. Instead of hand sanitizer.
That's a weird way to go when we're talking relaxation. Yeah.
It smells like a spa. Doesn't our office smell like a spa, Randy? It smells like a spa.
When Randy's working, do you go over to her and like right? Oh my God. That's a huge box. Do you just go under her nose and just sort of do the rub your hands together and.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I do. It's exactly what
Perfect.
I do.
I know. Oh, the dentist needs you.
No, stop. Hold on.
Okay, yes.
Oh, shit. She's gone.
Yeah, wasn't important.
This is Why, with your hosts, Heidi Hedquist and Luke Poling.
Don't call yourself an idiot. That's my job and Randy's job. That's why we're here.
Yeah. Randy just looked at me like, what's my job?
Yeah. No, don't beat yourself up. We can do that for you.
But see, Randy won't do it because Randy's so much like me. It's not even that I'm her boss.
Right.
She's so much like me that she feels that it's like we're two halves of the whole.
Mm. You guys have those necklaces that only when you put them together does it make a full picture.
The best necklaces.
Yeah, you should do that.
We're totally going to. We could. When I was in high school,
oh boy,
or middle school, I think it was. They had a 3-1. Wait, what'd you say? Yeah, we want one that makes a beaver.
Yeah, I was looking for good graphics. The tree from Versailles, I kind of liked. And I had to teach myself how to do a mat on in Premiere, which was like a fun, like, oh, I should learn how to do this anyway.
Yes.
And then I was trying to find a airport runway, but how to mask it and do it in a way where you would get the joke and it wouldn't look like
strip.
Yeah, like how you would do it in a way that doesn't look like a bad Photoshop.
That's what that's the name of the strip club next to Metro Airport in Detroit.
But that's perfect. Again, it's synergy.
It's a fantastic name.
Yeah, it's great.
It is topped only by the strip club that is on Dix Highway, D-I-X. That is okay. Called Chicks on Dix.
C-H-I-X, I'm assuming?
Mm-hmm.
I love that you have to lower your voice because you're at work.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite part of all of this. Mm-hmm. What the hell did the Brazilian people ever do to you?
Well, you know, they didn't do anything, but I'm sure helping them out.
Right.
I mean, let's go back to the beginning. What is the history of Heavenly Day? Because it ties into your own career in the industry.
Yes. Yep. So Heavenly Day Spa is actually, I opened in 2014. By doing all facial services, waxing, makeup, all the beautifying services in the industry. I started when I was 21 years old and just kind of went with it. So I got my aesthetics license, started working for a company, and then ended up taking over and going on my own way. So I was in Clarkston. Now I'm in Auburn Hills inside Acceleration Fitness. And we're actually just adding more services. I'm now venturing into spray tanning.
Oh, ooh, very exciting.
Yeah, so that should be more stories for you guys.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you been test driving other companies?
Yep. So I actually did some research and during quarantine did a certification online and have just kind of had guinea pigs. I ordered all the supplies and guinea pigs and practicing and doing that. So we're getting ready to launch that.
Are your guinea pigs still friends with you?
Oh, yeah.
Are they?
Yep. They're not orange. Yep.
Well, that's one of the things, too. Like, when you bring new people in to work with you, or even if you were looking for jobs in the past, how does that work? Like, how do you go in to sort of audition to wax, tan, facials, all that stuff?
I don't want to say it's an audition because I am. So my business, I just work, it's just one-on-one, just me. I do everything. So it's more just marketing to see who is interested and who's not. Some people are totally gung-ho. Like I've had clients who just walk in my room and drop their pants. I mean, there's nothing about it. But then there's somewhere very reserved and you have to walk them through the whole process.
To that point, there's the saying that you've seen one, you've seen them all. Agree or disagree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there is obviously you have your like, oh, okay. But then, you know, most of them, yes, it is. Anymore, I don't look at it as this is one or this is the other. It's just another one.
Right. Do you have a lookbook for me to pursue or do I just have to trust you? How does that work?
No, you just have to trust me. There's no before okay. and afters. If I did, I'm sure guys would love it. I actually, it's so funny. I have a friend who is always like, you know, if you see a good one today, give her my phone number. I'm like, that's not how it works.
See? Everybody wins.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Since we're on the subject of that part of your job, how have the trends, I guess, in fashion changed in that region?
You know, it depends on the age bracket. It really does. There's, you know, you have your young girls who are just like, I want it all gone, take it all, which an actual Brazilian is with a landing strip. But now the new day Brazilian is completely shaved. I mean, down. There's no hair. There's nothing. From back to crack to, you know, everywhere. Right. But it does. It depends on the age. The you know, your young one, your 21 to 30 is absolutely everything. Your 30 to 40 is probably leave a landing strip. And after 40, it's kind of, you know, just leave a triangle. I just want the bikini done or, you know, depending on what they like.
Is there a nickname for all of these different shapes and sizes? Is there like a, give me a Hitler, give me a,
you know, if you go on the internet, there totally is. There's all sorts of different jokes and the Hitler, you've got the landing strip, you've got, you know, give me the V. I have friends who always tease me. They're like, do you put your initials in, you know, these?
Ooh, that's a good one.
And I'm like, you know, I should probably learn how to do that.
Yeah, you'll get requests for that, I'm sure.
Yeah, for
great
sure.
Marketing.
I'm like, I need to start doing like stencils or something. Yeah.
That would be amazing. Right. You could have a whole line of stencils.
Oh, for sure. What would you like?
How do you train to do this off of Heidi's question? I mean, this is something I'm assuming people are not stepping up and going, hey, let's learn how to do this on me.
It's so funny you say that. So when I was in school, there was no training on Brazilian. There was training on waxing and we could do bikini, but you have to have special insurance to actually train on for a Brazilian. So I got my first job and it was just practicing. It was like, okay, throw you in and who's going to be a guinea pig to try it out. And luckily I have some good friends who were like, okay.
Very good friends.
And I mean, my first Brazilian I ever did probably took like an hour because I was so nervous. I was so nervous. And it was one of those like, oh my gosh, this is my first, I'm looking at a vagina. Like I'm looking right. at it, you know, it's something you don't just think you're going to go to school for. But after the first one too, then you get the hang of it and it's just, now I can do them in 15 minutes. So
do it in your sleep.
Oh, it's so funny. There was when we first came back from quarantine, it was, I think I did, gosh, it had to be like 35. It was insane.
Those had to be brutal. They had to be terrible.
Oh my gosh. Some people did not give two shits.
I bet. It had to be like, where am I? What forest did I walk into?
It was so funny.
How do I get out?
Oh yeah. You either have your girls who are freaking out about it or people who are just like, I don't care. I've been with my husband for how long. If he doesn't like it, he doesn't like it. Or there was those ones I trimmed. I had to. I was going crazy. Oh,
no.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what advice do you give to someone about like the whole, like getting through that time where you have in normal times where mm-hmm. you have to let it grow out like that, everything's great and wonderful. And then it's like, oh no, it's going to look like shit.
Yeah.
How do you survive that?
So my recommendation is if you're going to do it, start doing it in the winter because you're not going to be worried about bathing suit season. You're not going to be worrying about anything like that. And we all get bushier in the winter, I guess. So, and because when you do grow it out, you do have to have a quarter of an inch, like the size of a grain of rice, length for me to be able to remove the hair growth. So by growing it out, and that's people's, I think, biggest struggle is growing the hair out because who wants to, you know, go and work out and you've got long, you know. With that being said, it's just easier to do in the winter.
Do you make small talk during the appointments?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah. I'm like, it's so funny. I'm like a cheap therapist. It's when you have someone naked on your table, they will say anything and not anything right. goes. Oh yeah. You'll hear about their sex lives. You'll hear about their positions. They like, they, I mean, it's crazy how much you hear.
It kind of makes sense though. Cause you've got like their legs up above you, over your head. Right. They're kind of in the positions already.
Oh,
just like
for sure.
Working away.
It's so funny. I had one older lady who she was just up on, she decided just to get up on all fours so I can do her butt. And I mean, she just got right on up there and I was like, oh, whoa, you didn't have to go that far. Like we could have just laid on your stomach. She's like, oh, this is what I do every day. And I'm like, whoa, okay.
Hey,
all right.
Thank you.
We know what you're into.
No wonder she wanted it all nice and clean back.
Exactly. Yep.
Now, are there benefits to waxing versus other forms of care?
I'm comedian David Race in Los Angeles. I host a celebrity-filled paranormal talk show like no other. Monstrosity has great guests answering weird questions. You won't believe the combo of celebrities and paranormal experts who've been on this show. I guarantee you'll like Monstrosity, or you get your time back. Go to monstrositypodcast.com right now and take a look.
So I do what's called sugaring. So it's a natural method.
Sugaring, you just tap it with your hand?
I wish, right? I wish. It's still the same technique in a sense. There's just no sticks or strips and it's more natural. There's no chemicals in it. And you lay on the sugar paste on against the hair growth and remove with the hair growth. So there's no sticks, strips. It comes off. And when it grows back in very sparse. So versus regular waxing, where a lot of the times you can have that hair just break off at the skin because you're going the way that the hair does not want to go. So the sugaring, and it does, the regular wax goes on hot, where the sugaring is just in like a cool temperature.
That sounds more pleasurable.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, it's funny. It's so natural. You can leave a little after for your husband at home if you wanted.
There you go.
Yeah. A little souvenir.
Sugar.
Take it sweet. Yeah. We have a lot of naked people on this show, and I've spent lot of time at nude beaches. And it's interesting when you see people with their clothes off, that a lot of times in my mind I see, well, gosh, that's not sort of the look I would have thought you'd been going for based on who you are with your clothes on. Do people ever surprise you with sort of what their style is?
You know what? It's not even about their style. It's the ones that have piercings down there. And you're just like, holy shit, I would never expect like this little old lady to have that. And you're like,
always
good for you.
Yes. It's amazing. Like, I wouldn't ever get pierced until I was a little old lady. Then, like, knock it all out.
Yeah. For sure.
Everyone always talks about that kind of like awkward when you see your teacher in the supermarket feeling, where it's just like, you shouldn't be here. I'm assuming with you, that's times. I'm going to be conservative and say 10.
Oh, for sure. So it's almost like there's been multiple times where we'll be out, like my boyfriend and I will be out drinking or, you know, at a bar grabbing dinner, and they're like, oh my gosh, it's my waxing girl. And you're like, okay, great. Like, just tell everybody I saw all your shit.
You just hold your hand up over their face and go, oh yeah, I remember you.
Oh, now I know who you are. Can you take your hands off? I remember who you are now.
There you are.
Yeah. No, it's so funny how many times are, you know, people run up to and they're like, honey, this is who does all my work. And you're like, okay, great. I know what you're doing it for now. You know? Right.
They should be thanking you and buying you a drink.
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Like, let me send you a bottle of champagne. Thank you.
Exactly. It is. It's hilarious.
So why did you decide to go into the world of being an esthetician and a waxer and all those things?
So it's so funny. I always tell people, I didn't just wake up one day and be like, hi, I want to wax vaginas for the rest of my life. Like, I'm not going to – that wasn't my whole plan.
Right,
I also do facials, and facials was the biggest thing. Is I got into skincare because I just love the skincare and giving facials, which a lot of people think is funny. I give facials and wax vagina. Exactly. But I do. I just love the skincare aspect, and waxing just kind of came along with it. And then Brazilians just kind of were your money maker. So many people want them.
How much of your schedule is sort of, what's the percentage waxing versus facials?
Oh, gosh.
And has that changed over the, you know, 6 or 7 years you've been doing this?
It has. My waxing has definitely went skyrocket high. But it's also times of the season, too. I do have people that come every 4 to 6 weeks, but I have, like, my summer swamped. Spring break season swamped. But then you do have, you know, when it gets colder out is when my facials do pick up.
Having never gotten a facial before, what does that consist of? What's sort of a normal facial?
So a normal facial, you would come in and we would cleanse your skin. We'd exfoliate, get all that dead skin off. We'd do a nice shoulder décolleté, facial massage. We'd do some serums, and then we would moisturize and just kind of... A basic facial would just be like cleaning your skin up and analyzing what you need to go to move forward to help with whatever your concerns are, hyperpigmentation, wrinkles, anything like that.
Is there a time frame for the waxing? You said 4 to 6 weeks you should come to take care of that. For a facial, what's the
usually once a month? It's really good to do once a month, just because we're outside and all the pollution's in the world and the stress and things like that. It just keeps all that dead skin away. And all the impurities, cleaning all those up.
Do you do extractions too?
I do.
Do you enjoy doing them?
Oh, I love you were going to say that. It's my favorite. It is totally my favorite.
Which is also another gross thing.
Oh, it's totally gross, but it's so fun. And you know what's funny is how many people have extractions they need done on their butt. like when I'm waxing them, and it's just, it takes every, and you have to feel the client out, because if you have like this innocent,
wrong choice of words.
Yeah, true. Feel the client out. but you do, because it's one of those things, if you have a super innocent client and you tell her she's got an extraction, she's going to be like, stay away from it. Where you got, you know, those ones who don't care, and you're like, you got extraction. They're like, get it out. Let me see it.
Yes. That would be me. I'd like, clean that out. Get rid of all of it.
Do you ever listen to Enya for fun, or is that like bringing work home with you?
That is totally bringing work home with me. Sometimes you just got to take a break.
Yeah.
You really do.
How much has the industry changed since you started? I'm assuming there's new developments in skincare.
You know what? There's so much new stuff. And a lot of, you know, clients will show up and be like, oh, did you hear about this? Did you hear about that? And I'm like, no, because there's so many things. I mean, from you've got just regular waxing to electrolysis to threading to now the sugaring. I mean, and then you go from facials to doing basic facials to, you know, you've got the Hydra facial is a huge one right now. You've got vampire facials. There's just so much. Vampire facial. Yeah, it's the new thing. They basically take and use your own blood to increase collagen and elastin.
Huh. Do you have to wear a cape when you do that?
You know, I don't know. I've never had it done. And they do it more in like a medical setting. So.
Okay. Well, fine.
It sounds so gross.
It really does. I just, you know, and the big service that's really new, you guys will get a kick out of this, is a V-facial.
I've heard of this.
That is a facial for your vagina.
Are you going to offer those?
You know, it's so funny. So many people ask that because it's like becoming huge. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm already down there long enough. Like the last thing I want to do is be like, hi, let's fluff and buff you while we're down here.
Right? Because you'll probably be there like an hour, right?
Well, it's just one of those things. You're like, so they steam, they do hot towels. I mean, they do extractions need be. It's crazy. They do like a little mask on your muff. Like, I mean.
Cucumbers?
You know, no cucumbers.
Maybe that's an add-on.
Yeah, that's totally an add-on. And I was just reading too, is the other new thing is ball ironing. Apparently, George Clooney gets it done.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Apparently.
Like that's... Yes.
What happens to the ironing?
You know, apparently it's like a laser, but it gets all the wrinkles out.
What is the gender balance for your clients for either the facials or waxing?
It's definitely like a 75-80-20.
Okay. So it's not completely weird, but it's not a everyday experience.
Yeah, no, not at all. I mean, I do a ton of back waxing. I do have guys that come in for their facials, and then I do have a couple guys that do get their balls waxed every, you know, 4 to 6 weeks.
Sure, sure.
So
men can get just as messy as women.
Absolutely. Yeah. So. Absolutely. I've only had one client I've had to kick out, I guess I should say. Yeah, he was definitely rubbing, tugging on the table. And I was like, gotta go, buddy. Gotta go.
Yeah.
You are just going to have to stay hairy and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. I was. And it was so funny because when he walked out, I was like, I wasted my time and money. Like, you're still paying. And then he pulls out his phone and he goes, well, just so you know, this is what I look like when I'm hard. And I'm like, okay, you really gotta go. Now I just know you're a creeper.
Yeah. It is time for you to leave.
Yep.
Oh. So do you go to the spa to relax or does it still feel like work?
No, because I really do like to go to different spas and find out different procedures that they do just to kind of stay up on the latest trends. And then, just to see like their massage techniques versus mine, or, you know, what are they doing or how do they do it? What feels good? What doesn't feel good? So I definitely do travel just to kind of keep my eyes open, see what my competition is.
I like it.
Yeah.
That is the best business write-off in the world.
For sure. Exactly. Exactly. So it really pays off in that, and I'm getting pampered in that too. So
that's the plan.
For more information on Jessica and to book your own Heavenly Day at the Heavenly Day Spa, check out their website, which is heavenlydayspa.com.
You can follow us on all the various socials. Our website is whythepodcast.com and has all sorts of additional stories and videos. It's also where you can sign up for our newsletter. We're also on YouTube, if you're into that kind of thing. And don't forget to leave us a review on iTunes. Because if you don't, we'll call your mother and tell her that she's completely right. You would look so much prettier if you smiled more.
Why the Podcast is part of Mudhouse Media. Today's show was produced by myself and Heidi Hegquist. Our reluctant executive producers are John Sove and Sandy Stone. Our willing executive producers are Rachel Allen and Randy Chenette. Our graphic designer is Samantha Mastonen. The theme song was performed by the Electrosyntho-Magnetic Polyphonic Orchestra. This one's for Philippe. Thanks for joining us. Flash, we're coming home.
Nigel, is that you? Are you here? Nigel?